This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin for the bye week, week 11. Buccaneers have the week off after 10 consecutive weeks, and the week 10 win, which was, in my opinion, their best win of the year, their best performance of the year, win or lose, in a victory against the best team in the NFC West through the first 10 weeks of the season, the Seattle Seahawks, who also take week 11 off after the long trip to and from Germany. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. For 4 years now, we've been doing an exclusive weekly fantasy preview of the game involving the Bucks and that week's opponent. This was the idea of Sean Storch and Jeremy Roberts, who are huge supporters of my podcasts and my golf tournaments, including the upcoming annual Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and holiday spectacular. It is Todd Wright Tour 39 XXXIX at my home course, West Chase Golf Club, on Saturday, December 10th. If you do want golf information, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. The Brandon Legal Group foursome always brings a lot of fun and a ton of smiles to my golf tournaments. It's a pleasure to meet with them in what we sort of call a business lunch. But we talk less business and more just about life and have a few laughs at various restaurants in the greater Brandon area a few times a year. I couldn't do all this without the help of Sean and Jeremy and Brandon Legal Group. So I thank them, and all they want for me to convey to you as a non-attorney spokesman is when you are in need of legal assistance, just know they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. And for a free consultation, free, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, BrandonLegalGroup.com, and click the box to request a free consultation. That's it. That's all they ask of me to ask you. So, where are we at the bye week? We'll make this short. Tom Brady is a fringe QB1. It's been one of those where kind of all year you're waiting for him to snap out of it and put up those top five fantasy numbers, doing it exclusively via the air, that he has done in his two previous seasons quarterbacking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've been on your own here. I don't invest in Tom Brady. I have encouraged you via the Bucks Bulletin for over a month to consider other options. As early as mid-October with a Geno Smith option, who has turned into a very viable mid-range QB1 on a weekly basis. So you go forward with Tom Brady at your own risk, and you've been doing that for the better part of 6 weeks now. There are better and more productive fantasy quarterbacks out there, some of which you've missed out on, the most recent one probably being Justin Fields, who is no longer available on waivers, who is putting up massive rushing yards in Chicago Bear losses. From a running back standpoint, Leonard Fournette is at a crossroads. Owners of Leonard Fournette loved his volume early. The touches via the run, via the pass, didn't love that the Bucs were only scoring one offensive touchdown a game, although Fournette had it like 50% of the time. This is trending in the wrong direction for Fournette owners. And where I would be concerned is not only the trend, but whether or not Fournette stays mentally invested in what's going on with the Buccaneers. Because he has a reputation of checking out. And that wouldn't be a good thing for the Buccaneers, nor would it be a good thing for Fournette owners. If you are a Fournette owner and you're really concerned and convinced that Fournette's workload is no longer worthy of being a fantasy starter, and things could get worse before they get better, if your trade deadline hasn't passed in your fantasy league, you might want to trade him this week. And I say trade him this week because you can trade him this week for a player that's playing this week. And someone would be excited if they feel good about Fournette, or if they're a Buck fan and they feel differently than you, that they're getting him starting next week. Meanwhile, you get a player who is playing this week if you make the right trade, or had their bye week weeks ago. So you're getting more for your buck now and a starting running back, and you're passing the guesswork on to somebody else. White is still available in a percentage of leagues. He was available in one of my leagues last week. I considered picking him up. I did not. I'll say, sure, that's a mistake. At the same time, I picked up Jeff Wilson the week before, played him last week, so I have that going for me, and that's a bit of a push because I had Ramondre on bye last week, and I played Jeff Wilson for him rather than pick up Rashad White and take Wilson out of my lineup. So if White is available in your leagues, I would say he is very rosterable, even though you're not going to get anything out of him this week. He is trending in the right direction. From a wide receiver standpoint, Mike Evans is a wide receiver too. Chris Godwin got in the end zone against Seattle for the first time. I don't know if that's a sign of things to come or not. It was still a very short route. I traded Godwin last week for Tyler Lockett. Ironically, Godwin scored last week. Lockett scored last week. I just see Lockett running routes that produce more fantasy points than Godwin does. Maybe that changes after the bye week. Maybe Godwin's body is feeling better. But he has struck me as a guy running only short routes who lacks burst. And I don't know how much that is going to change going forward as he continues to talk about feeling better physically. I think both are worth rostering. I think you still play Mike Evans every week, but you're just not getting as much out of him. Mike Evans is no longer one of the quietest wide receiver ones in fantasy football. He's sort of an underachieving wide receiver too. And much like you, Brady owners have been waiting for Brady to give them more, now Evans owners are like, yeah, and give it to us. Julio Jones in the end zone again, that's twice. I think he's more of a daily play than a seasonal play because it's so infrequent, because of where he's at physically, and just because there are four other options right now more likely to touch the ball with the Buccaneers than Jones. In no particular order, Fournette, White, Evans, Godwin. Jones strikes me as sort of a daily bargain play or a plug and play if you're desperate, you know, and you have a Tyreek Hill on a, although Tyreek Hill's bye week, I think, is the same as Julio Jones bye week, or Justin Jefferson's bye week. You know, one of those type wide receivers. You just lost Cooper Kupp for a time. Maybe you plug and play Julio next week, depending on what else is out there on waivers. But that's all I feel about Julio. There is no worthy tight end who puts up legitimate numbers every week in this offense. You shouldn't be playing in a mandatory tight end league anyway. It's outdated from the 20th century. Get with it. Modify that next year to the wide receiver tight end flex. And even then, the only tight ends worth rostering in a wide receiver tight end flex league are Kelce, Andrews, Kittle, and now Hockenson, Goddard, and Ertz just got hurt. And that's the list. That's all there is. From a kicking standpoint, it actually was a good sign that it's not a good sign that he missed his one kick, but that the Bucs scored touchdowns rather than rely on Ryan Succop to kick field goals in the win against Seattle. But Succop has been one of the better fantasy football kickers, and I don't imagine that will change going forward. I think more often than not, Todd Bowles is just going to send him out there. And even with the Bucs finishing drives in Seattle, I don't know that one game changes the fact that Suckup could get multiple field goal attempts per game going forward until further notice. So I still think he's a very viable kicker who you obviously have to replace this week. Normally, you don't want to carry two kickers, so you might be cutting Suckup on the wrist. Someone with a better waiver claim claims him next week, especially if they're a Buck fan, but just go on with your life. It's a kicker. You'll be okay. Any other fantasy questions can be sent to write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group.